Simon's running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go.
Hi, welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. Well, they're popular, but they aren't proven to do what they say they will do. Flush the toxins out of your system, they say. Detox. In fact, they may be risky and even backfire. The name sounds so reassuring, doesn't it? It does. It sounds like, gosh, I want to do this. I want to detox. But everybody knows that anything toxic is bad for you, so you throw the word D in front of it and let's detoxify. These diets encourage people to eat natural food and drink lots and lots of water and have these miraculously wonderful things happen to you. And what's even better is celebrities are doing it, and why not? Let's all jump on the bandwagon. There are so many claims about what detox diets can do. From preventing and curing diseases to giving you more energy and focus. And of course, eating a diet lower in fat and added sugars and higher in fiber can make you healthier and live a longer life. But people who support detox diets claim that this is because it eliminates toxins. Well, I'm here to tell you that there is no specific proof at all medically that these diets can help the body get rid of any toxins faster than the body will just get rid of them on their own. In fact, the body has this built-in mechanism to just do it all by itself. Toxins are things that we ingest through food and through environmental surroundings, and our bodies are built to be able to expose and get rid of these things all on their own. So who doesn't want more energy? Who doesn't want to be a healthier person? And hearing the detox word sounds so amazing. And now, because there are so many of them, and some of them involve fasting or drinking liquids, others of them involve these quick fix juices and vegetables, and they're short diets. It seems so appealing, and so many people want to jump in and do this. And because of this, they've become very, very, very popular. So if you're still thinking about this, I have some news for you. The basic idea behind detox diets is to temporarily give up certain kinds of foods that are thought to contain toxins. So toxins, if I could just give you a different term for it, are things that we eat daily. And these things are also preservatives. They're artificial sugars. They're also sugars. And so oftentimes what happens is people will overconsume foods in general over the weekend, after a vacation, after a long summer, and they start to feel really blah. And so the idea of temporarily giving up these foods sounds really appealing. But the truth is that most people that do give up these foods and go to the opposite extreme of these liquid fasts and elimination diets end up having this huge backfire. You'll be hungry. You may feel weak. Whether the detox is safe or not really depends on which one you're following, but most people don't feel good on a low-calorie, nutrient-poor diet. And the potential side effects are low energy, low blood sugar, muscle aches, fatigue, feeling dizzy or lightheaded, and of course, nausea. And if you've ever done a detox or you know anybody that's done one, sure, the first few days you might feel okay. Well, that's generally because it comes after a binge day. And so your body has reserves from all this food that you may have eaten. The idea of eating clean gets people on the bandwagon, and it gets people really interested in this. And there are a lot of limitations. You are going to go a long time without food. There are detoxes out there that last 30 days. Detoxes typically are very rigid, and some of them involve eating the same things over and over. On the plus side, it's appealing to people because you don't have to really cook. You don't have to shop. You know, there's not much that you have to eat. So there's not a shopping list, and meal prep is very minimal. Sounds exciting, doesn't it? Another plus is there's no exercise because there is no energy for it. So you're not going to get that many calories in. So there's not much to burn. So if you're still thinking that this sounds like a good idea, I have more news for you. Does this work? Well, if your goal is weight loss, and most people that I know come to me and ask me about a detox, usually it sounds like this: Irene, I've had it. I'm tired of how I feel. This weight has to come off. Do you have any detoxes I could do? More than likely, people that want to detox are not doing it because they want to get toxins out of their system. They're doing it because they want to lose weight. And so, of course, a detox diet can help you lose a few pounds, but you are only going to gain it back. And in the end, you have not accomplished anything. And it's certainly not a healthy approach. If your goal is to detox your system, don't waste your time or money. Your body is an expert at getting rid of these toxins, no matter what you eat. Toxins don't build up in your liver and kidneys or any part of your body, and you're not going to get rid of them by the latest detox miracle wonder that you see on the internet. Avoid these diets that promise to detox your liver with supplements or cleanses or whatever the diet determines need washing out. The only type of detox diet that is worthwhile is one that will eliminate processed foods, high fats, and sugary foods, and replace them with real foods such as lean proteins, fruits, and vegetables. So I am going to now unveil the best kind of detox diet that there is. Since we know now that detoxes don't work, I'm going to reaffirm a commitment to healthy eating. So while I certainly understand that people and have this desire, and I understand it, I've been through it myself, of dialing down and getting rid of those sugary cravings and processed foods, you want to create a pathway to wellness. And this is not something that just happens overnight. And if you've listened to any of my prior shows, particularly the ones on habits and sugars, you'll see that this is a process. But once you create this habit and this structure, you will find that it will become part of your day. All right, so we're going to detox the mind. Okay, so clear the mind of anything that you have heard and read on the internet, and I'm going to give you the best kind of elimination diet that there is, and you will feel great, all right? So first things first, watch those preservatives. Our world is made of preservatives. We have so many things on the grocery shelves that are on in food items that help them stay on those shelves longer. Grocery shelves have to have items that are shipped and stored for a long time by the time that they're purchased. And money doesn't want to be lost before that they're bought, and food will get spoiled. So these preservatives are beneficial to you, but some things have so many chemical compounds in them, and they do have undesirable side effects on your body. And if you really start digging deep and educating yourself on the preservatives, there are so many. And so I'm going to highlight the ones that I want you to really look for. Antioxidant preservatives. These are the ones that prevent spoilage of fats and oils. So these are written on any label. These are the ones that animal studies reveal have low doses of increase in cancer. And so these are the antioxidant preservatives that you want to look for when you are buying groceries. The other one is sodium benzoate. This prevents bacterial growth in foods. This can cause heart, spleen, liver, kidney, and brain adrenal gland damage in animals. Again, this is all animal studies, but there are multiple studies and research done that people have effects to this by having gastral issues and lots of links to autoimmune diseases. So be sure that you are looking at those labels. All right, this is a big one. Ever experience abdominal pain, diarrhea, asthmatic breathing after eating, hives, itchy skin? These are from sulfates and dried fruit, shrimp, processed potato chips, and foods are loaded in sulfates. And this one's really easy to remember. It's a simple word, and look for it again in the middle of the grocery store. We're talking about the chips. We're talking about all of that dried fruit. It has to be preserved in something, and this is what keeps the food looking so pretty and colorful. Shrimp, for example, by nature is not that pretty pink color. It is this preservative that keeps it that color. And then finally, the other one that I want you to look for is used in meat products, and it is sodium nitrate. It keeps the meat looking nice and red. And I know we're all guilty of it, but when we buy meat at the stores, we would never buy the meat that doesn't look pretty and red. But unfortunately, it is the preservatives that give it that color. And there is a lot of it in bacon, lunch meats, hot dogs, sausages, smoked fish, ham, and corned beefs. So if you are worried about detoxing, these are the things that you want to look for. And so some tips. Shop for fresh fruits and vegetables. Look for plain meats like chicken, lean beefs and turkeys, milk, eggs, plain and fresh fruit and, fish and meat. Organic is always good. I know it's costly, but it is popping up everywhere. Aldi, Walmart, Costco, the prices are not as high as you think. So there's a lot less additives in these things. And definitely look at prepackaged foods and the lists of ingredients that they have. Food additives are normally listed very, very clearly at the end of the ingredients list. And if you look at the ingredients and there are more than five or six things on there that you can't pronounce, then that's kind of a red flag. So prepackaged foods with few simple ingredients, like plain oatmeal, rice, pastas, grains, these are all good things. And obviously cook at home as much as possible with fresh ingredients, because that is the way to get the least amount of preservatives. If you're just joining us, I am talking about how to detox your diet without doing a crazy detox. And you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP. And there are so many crazy detox diets out there that require people to not eat or drink anything for days on end. And really, the only detox that you should do is one that will eliminate preservatives, additives. And I'm talking about the next big one, artificial sugars. Our world is full of them. In fact, it's really difficult to find something now that does not have a synthetic sugar substitute. And like anything else, we are confused. There's so many out there. People don't know what's artificial and they don't know what's real. They might be derived from a natural substance, such as an herb or sugar itself. But artificial sweeteners are known as intense sweeteners because they are multiplied in times sweeter than sugar. So I'm going to educate you a little bit on what is an artificial sweetener versus real sweetener. We all know that saccharin is artificial. We all know that Splenda and Equal are artificial. And they can be very attractive alternatives to sugar because they add virtually no calories to your diet. And you only need a tiny, tiny little bit of it to give you that sweetness compared to real sugar. However, sugar alcohols are combined with artificial sweeteners to enhance the sweetness. And the food labelers are very ambiguous as to how they label this. But the bottom line is they use the names sugar alcohol or sorbitol. And there are lots of issues that come with the word sugar alcohol. And so if you're not familiar with the word sugar alcohol, you can look at labels, especially on protein bars, you know, protein shakes. You might wonder, why is there no sugar in this? But yes, it tastes so sweet. Well, that's because there's sugar alcohol in it. And sugar alcohol does help with blood sugar issues. If you're diabetic, you can certainly have it because your body does not absorb it and it will not raise your blood sugar level. Your body doesn't read it as sugar. However, it can affect your health. Overconsumption, and this is written right on the label. I've seen it myself, but of course it's in like font size 2, and it's really hard to see. When eaten in large amounts, sugar alcohols can have a laxative effect, causing bloating, intestinal gas, and diarrhea. So be very careful with this, especially if it's something like candy and you're going to be eating a lot of it, because you're going to have a stomach ache. So be warned on the sugar alcohols. If you're eating one, you know, piece of candy or a little bit of gum, that's fine. But if you make the mistake that many people have made and bought a bag of jelly beans and eaten the whole entire thing, you will be warned. I am warning you right now on that one. And so then there's also natural sweeteners. Natural sweeteners are sugar substitutes that are often promoted as healthier options than other sugar substitutes. And these are often labeled as natural sweeteners, such as stevia. Stevia is derived from an actual plant. And if you think about the label of a stevia advertisement, it's got this big green plant on there. It's a plant. It comes from a plant. However, it is processed. And when it's processed, it's broken down. And the Food and Drug Administration doesn't allow the leaves themselves to be used in food. Although it's safe, it's considered a substitute, and it should be used in moderation. So it is still considered a artificial sweetener. So don't be fooled in thinking that stevia is natural. Because you're not eating just the plant. If you were eating just the plant, then that would be natural. However, the plant itself is extremely bitter, and it is 400 times sweeter than pure cane sugar. So you would not want to do that. A new one that has hit the shelves, and not many people know about this one, is monk fruit. Monk fruit is natural. Again, it's a fruit. It looks like a kind of like a walnut. It's a brown, round fruit. It contains zero calories, and it is 1 to 250 times sweeter than sugar. And it has amazing antioxidant properties, so this is really good. The FDA considers it safe, and it is extracted for antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. And it's sweet. It also contains no calories, and it does not affect blood sugar. However, it is still very, very new, and it's still being very tested. So there's a lot that is not known about it. However, it is sold. I just bought a big bag of it myself at Costco, and I do know a lot of people that have stomach issues with other sweeteners that don't with monk fruit. So this is one that I know we're going to be hearing about coming up. I have a feeling we're going to be seeing it at Starbucks and everywhere else. So you heard it here first, folks. So the best thing you could do if you want something sweet is, honestly, just use real sugar. You know, we're so afraid of it. And I know I just did a show on it, but everything in moderation. You know, if you want to sweeten your cup of coffee, one teaspoon of sugar is okay. You know, you can have, FDA says, four to six teaspoons a day. It's when we drink a can of soda that has 40 grams of sugar in it that is the danger. So sweeten your coffee with a little honey or fruit juice or nectar or agave or even maple syrup. But watch what you're doing and do it in moderation. All right. Another way to get your health in gear without doing a detox is go green. Everybody's going green, but I have a better one for you. I decided that we're gonna do this. We're gonna go green and orange and red and purple and all the beautiful colors that are out there, because one of the best ways to reboot your diet is to think about all the spectrum of colors that are available. When you walk into that grocery store and you see the produce aisle that's there, the very first thing that you see, those are all the best things that you could put into your body. These all have natural plant chemicals that help fight and prevent diseases. These are the best things that will meet your fruit quota and your vegetable quota. I'm constantly asked, do you recommend any vitamins, Irene? Do you recommend any supplements, Irene? If you eat a colorful array of natural fruits and vegetables, that is all you need. There's fiber, vitamins, minerals, and they're beautiful. To help boost your intake and overall health, just add some fresh strawberries to your oatmeal. Add salad greens to your lunch. We've gotten away from all of these fresh things, and this is the best way to up your immune system and everything that goes along with it. Instead of those potato chips that are filled with all these chemicals, carrots, celery, jicama. One of my favorite things that I've seen, and I'm sure those of you that have Facebook accounts may have seen this. It's this little video of this little girl who's probably 2 years old. Her mom is putting all these things in front of her, like potato chips, and she's pushing it away. And then, you know, all these junk food things, and she's pushing it away. And finally, she throws in front of her this big bowl of broccoli, and the little girl just grabs it and starts feeding her face with it. And it's so nice to see that. And that is the habit loop. You know, we've gotten away from eating these fresh fruits and vegetables, and that is the best way to supplement your diet, and you will get more energy, you will feel more energy, and you won't need the detox. All right, one more little fun one for you that I came up with today. Reboot your diet and your gut by putting in the three Ps. And if you've not heard of this, it's because I just made it up. prunes, pulses, and pears. All right, we all know what prunes are. We all know what pears are. And pulses, I dug deep for this one. Pulses are part of the legume family, and that this is anything that's grown in a pod. And the term pulse refers to a dry, edible seed within the pod. So beans, lentils, chickpeas, split peas, these are all pulses. And these are specials because they have distinct health benefits, and they are high in fiber. They strengthen the gut barrier and reduce the risk of gut-associated diseases such as inflammatory bowel disease. Pears are so high in fiber People don't realize how high in fiber pears are. One pear has 6 grams of fiber, and they help promote intestinal health by providing this beneficial probiotic bacteria. So you don't need to take all these supplements. Have a pear. A pear a day will keep the probiotic pills away, because you can just have a pear and feel so much better. And then, of course, prunes. Prunes help maintain good digestive health, and they can positively affect bacteria in your gut, promoting reducing the risk of colon cancer. So there you have it. So easy. So when you walk into that grocery store and you see the very first thing you see, which is the fruits, the vegetables, you want to hit that up first. Detox that brain. Get rid of all of those shortcuts. Those are red flags. They're gimmicks. Low carb doesn't work. High protein is excessive. Overdoing the shakes and the bars. We always overdo that. Low fat is not ideal. Good fat is always good to incorporate those avocados and those olives. And remember, the three little pigs, remember that story? The one that built his house out of brick? His house is still standing because he did it right. Don't take those shortcuts, and you will feel great. Enjoy your day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done. It's about what you do.